River, this is Todd.
Hey Todd, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Not bad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. A little busy over here, but it's Friday,
good.
So I'm not going to complain. I just wanted to follow up here. We were actually in touch here just about a month ago. I was actually following up here. You were in touch with one of our associates a few months back about some equipment you might be looking to bring on. Just was circling back about a month ago. Just wanted to touch base now, kind of see where business was, if it was something you were going to still be looking to do.
Actually, I'm going to see one this weekend.
What was it you were going to be looking to bring on there to the business?
The die cutter foil stamper.
Die cutter and an oil...
Foil.
The other? Foil.
Foil stamp.
Foil
yes,
stamp.
A die cutter foil stamper.
Gotcha. Any idea what those type of pieces of equipment might be running you?
Right now it looks like it's going to cost me 20, and I've got enough money for that.
I see. It's 20K total or 20K for each?
No, it's the same press.
I see.
It does both operations.
Okay.
No, and it'd be $20,000 for the press total, I hope.
Uh-huh. I see.
And I got enough money for that.
I see.
Cash for that.
Did you have any interest in maybe financing that, maybe spreading out those payments there to keep some cash flow going?
No, I got plenty of... $20,000 is comfortable.
I see. How's business been for you guys this year?
It's been pretty good.
Okay.
Can't complain too much.
There you go. I mean, that's really good to hear with election year here. You wouldn't believe the amount of business we've been getting from companies on standstill and not getting the business they expected to. So,
fortunately with printing, printers do a lot of door hangers at election season. So what's bad for the rest of the people is extremely good for us.
Oh, wow. So have you guys been kind of taking off here these last few months?
No, not for me personally, because I don't run the larger sheet sizes.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys that run the larger sheet sizes are doing like 400,000 at a time.
Holy crap.
So
wow.
Their business is very good right now.
What is it you guys kind of specialize in over there?
Oh, I'll do door hangers, but for the quantities that these guys are looking for,
yeah,
they put them on 40-inch sheets. They don't put them on 26-inch sheets.
I gotcha.
So, but that's okay. I mean, for the people that I know, their business is very good right now.
Wow.
Because
you guys
it's election
kind of,
season.
Yeah. Are you guys kind of smaller operations over there?
Medium size, I'd say.
Okay. Have sales gone up there from last year? Are you guys right around the same?
I haven't looked at it, but we should be up.
You should be up. Okay.
Mm.
Was there anything you guys might be looking to do towards the middle of the fourth quarter there for you?
Well, if I get this piece of equipment, maybe.
I see.
Because then the next step for me would be buy a folder gluer, and those aren't cheap either.
I see.
So we'll see. If I got the cash for this and everything works out fine, then I'll look at buying a folder gluer.
Mm-hmm. Those are going to be a little bit more expensive, you said?
Really nice ones, brand new, are about $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'd probably look at a used one. Maybe get it for $30 or $40.
Oh, wow. That big of a difference there on the price?
Huge difference on the price.
How old would that be for you to get that price?
I'd probably have to be in the 10-year range.
Those are still pretty up-to-date on the technology, though?
Well, unfortunately, printing companies go out of business all the time, and then other ones that have folder gluers generally tend to upgrade to the nicest, newest equipment.
I see.
So, you know, it's more efficient, it's faster, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But those are companies that, you know, do this all the time, and they're cut-rate pricing.
Yeah.
And
are you guys not...
There's still a niche in there for me.
I see. I was going to say, are you not operating with one currently?
Mm-mm.
I see.
No.
I see. Is there like some projects there that were coming up for you? That's why you were looking to bring on this equipment, or just looking to grow the company as a whole?
Looking to grow the company as a whole, basically.
I see.
So we'll see what happens. It all has to work out right.
I got you.
You know, I'll get this piece of equipment first, and I'll get this one going, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, definitely. Was there like a marketing plan you had in place there to get the word out, or was there already some connections you kind of had lined up?
In printing, you always have connections. You just have to learn how to exploit them.
There you go.
Everybody, there's a whole saying in printing. It's a very incestuous business. Everybody knows everybody.
I see.
If you,
I see.
It's kind of like the, what is it, the 10 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Seriously, it's exactly like that.
Really?
It's exactly like that.
How are
you
able to
know?
Sorry, continue.
If you know one person, you know everybody.
I see. Is there just a ton of competition there with what you guys do, or are you able to separate yourself?
Oh, no, there's tons of competition.
Wow.
But, you know, there's certain companies that are in certain markets, and the markets kind of break when you're talking, you know, like I said, 400,000 door hangers versus 20,000 door hangers.
Yeah.
You know, the 400,000 I'd never get. But the 20,000 is so expensive to put on a big press, I could easily get it.
I got you. You have a lot a lot of repeat business there then that you guys work with?
Oh, yeah, I got tons of repeat business. Tons.
I see.
Customers I've been doing work for 30 years.
Wow. How long you guys been in business?
About 30 years.
About 30 years. I think that's what 32. I... Wow. You, that's,
32.
That is extremely impressive. You guys have been able to keep the same clients.
Yep.
And on the equipment that you do have there with them being kind of the similar jobs there, is the equipment kind of have a good lifespan on it, or do you find yourself having to update it?
No, it's got a very good lifespan. Letter presses generally live a very long life.
I got
you. The best press that I have in the shop is a 1958.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
still running good.
Oh, runs perfect.
Wow.
But, you know, see, this equipment lasts a long, long, long time. And the sad part about it is, you could go out and spend $100,000 on a brand new piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be much better than the one I've got.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're shopping for one 10 years old, I mean, that doesn't sound like it really wouldn't be much of a difference there with the price point being, sounds like a 60% discount on it.
Yep. You never want to buy new. Never. Never, ever buy new. The corporations and the big wigs buy the new stuff and sell it to you cheap.
I was going to say, is that basically what you'll do? You'll just go to the big kind
everybody
of factory style
that.
And just take
everybody
whatever they're over
that.
With?
Yep, everybody does that. They wait for the corporations to spend the big money, and then when it's been used for a bit and they're looking to upgrade, then you get it from them.
Wow.
Let them take the big hit.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's a good little situation that works out for you, though, in the long run.
Oh, yeah. Works out great.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully the die cutter there works out for you. You can get that going in operations. If it does work out and you're ready to bring on the folder gluer, that's definitely something we can look at doing for you. Is this still the update date email? I just want to double check here because you were in contact with Mike quite a while ago. It looks like it's PR letterpressed at Q West, is it office?
Yep.
.com?
Yep. .net.
.net, okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, I will. I'll shoot you over that information. It'll just have the updated summary of the offer we did extend. And if this is something you were going to maybe be looking to do here towards the end of the year, once you are approved in the system, the offer's good for 90 days. So you'll kind of have some shopping power there in the back pocket for what you might be working with. Did you have maybe an estimate of when, if the die cutter works out, when you might want to start looking into the folder gluer?
If it works out,
uh-huh.
and I pick up a bunch of business, maybe towards the end of the year, and probably be to get my tax bill down.
I see.
You know, you want to purchase equipment on a good year so that you can bring your tax bill down.
Yeah. When's your fiscal year up there?
The
31st. The 31st. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys usually take advantage of Section 179.
Yep.
Okay.
But if you buy new equipment and, you know, before the end of the year and have it installed, but it has to be installed by then.
Oh, it's got to be installed by the end of the year?
It has to be installed by the, yeah, you can't just go buy it.
It
has to be installed on the floor.
Does it have to be new or can it be used?
No, it can be used.
It
you
can
don't get
be
as
used.
Much of a credit for used, but either way, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'll maybe try and touch base here, like, maybe end of November, early December, you know, see how the equipment's been working out and how business has been operating, and if it's something you wanted to get going, we can get you approved and at least see what you're working with, and we can kind of just go from there.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right, Todd, I'll shoot that information over, and we'll be in touch.
All righty.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.